brothers and sisters in Christ. Today, we celebrate the Feast of Our Lady of Lourdes, commemorating an apparition of Our Lady in France that took place in 1858. The history of Lourdes goes back much further, and there's an interesting story that Dr. Carrie Gress records in her book, The Marian Option, pointing out that Our Lady has been involved in protecting the Christian people against the Muslim invaders and also converting Muslims to the Christian faith for a very long time. And this is part of the Lourdes story. In fact, the name Lourdes comes from the name of a Muslim convert. The year was 778, and for about 40 years, the Muslims had invaded and occupied the Aquitaine region in southern France. And they had a particular stronghold, a holdout, at the fortress of Massabielle. And Charlemagne then was the leader of the Christian forces, but they could not penetrate this fortress. Neither could the Saracens who were inside the fortress escape. And so they were at an impasse, but the leader of the Muslims, a man by the name of Merat, a fierce warrior, had sworn an oath to Muhammad that he would never surrender to a mortal man. And so it looked like it was going to be a devastation. They were starving inside this fortress, could not get food, would not surrender. And Our Lady moved the bishop, Roratius of Le Puy, nearby, with an inspiration and a solution. And so he approached Merat, knowing of his oath and knowing that he would never surrender to a mortal man. And he said, "But I represent the Queen of Heaven, and couldn't you then surrender to the Queen of Heaven?" And Merat saw that this was a way that he could save his honor and at the same time save himself and his men. And so he agreed and then converted to the Christian faith and took the name Lourdes, from which then the area took the name Lourdes. It became known as Lourdes. And Our Lady then appeared more than 1,000 years later to a young peasant maiden by the name of Bernadette of Soubirous. She appeared 18 times. And there's much that can be found in the apparition and what she said of great importance. Perhaps the greatest revelation at Lourdes was when Bernadette asked her, "Well, who are you?" And Our Lady replied, "I am the Immaculate Conception." This was 4 years after the dogma of the Immaculate Conception had been proclaimed by Blessed Pius IX. And so it was as a sort of confirmation. It could be interpreted that way. And Bernadette, certainly being a young, not well-educated, she had no way to know, she did not know what it meant, "I am the Immaculate Conception." She merely reported what she had heard, and that has something to do with the Church authenticating this series of apparitions. It was a proof of the supernatural origin. Now, St. Maximilian Mary Kolbe spent much of his life pondering the meaning of those words and often repeated to himself the question, "Oh, Immaculate, who are you? Immaculate Conception, who are you?" And he has some very interesting reflections on what does that mean. In summary, the conclusion of his reflection is that Immaculate Conception is her identity, it's a unique essence of her being that applies to her alone. No one else in all of creation can say, I am the Immaculate Conception. The meaning of the phrase, well, the word conception indicates it separates her from God, just like all of us. We're all conceptions. But she's not God, is one of the implications of that statement, I am the Immaculate Conception. But she is distinguished from every other conception in that she is the Immaculate. I'm reading from a little treatise on St. Maximilian's Mariology, and it says, the term Immaculate indicates the specific difference of Mary's being, predicated on the conception, namely, of Mary's being. The term Immaculate means that from the beginning of her existence, there was never the slightest separation from the will of God. It means that Mary is the most elevated and most perfect of all creatures, the one full of grace. It means that among all existing creatures representing the divine perfections, Mary reflects them in the most perfect way possible for a creature. The Immaculate Conception was willed and actuated by God in time, so therefore a conception, as the most perfect possible likeness of the essence of God for a mere creature, thus the term Immaculate. Of all the conceptions, that is, of all creatures, Mary alone is the Immaculate One, and therefore only she is able to define herself as such. And so that self-definition, that revelation, took place at Lourdes in 1858. And the fact that she is immaculate, and therefore the perfect reflection of God's will, the most perfect possible in a creature, is something that comes out also in the way she instructs us. We heard in the gospel today the wedding feast of Cana, the story of the wedding feast of Cana, in which she interceded, and because of her request to her son, she actually anticipated his hour, and he complied with her request and worked this first miracle and revealed his glory so that his disciples began to believe in him. Mary made some requests of Bernadette as well. And just as we should do whatever Jesus tells us, we know because of who she is, because of her favor with God, that we should also do whatever she tells us, which never is anything different than the will of God. And she revealed to Bernadette she had her drink from a muddy puddle, basically. And Bernadette complied. And because of Bernadette's willingness to do what Our Lady indicated, since then, the living spring of Lourdes sprung forth, and ever since then, many, many thousands and perhaps millions of people have received miraculous healings that are documented by science and have no other explanation other than the action of God, because those people came in faith and did as Our Lady indicated. And so, brothers and sisters, as we celebrate this feast of Our Lady of Lourdes, remembering and honoring who she is, unique among all creatures, the Mother of God and the Immaculate Conception, let us also do as she tells us. She told Bernadette to pray for the conversion of sinners, and that's the mission of the Church, to intercede for, make sacrifice for, the salvation of souls. So brothers and sisters, let us on this feast day do as Our Lady told us, renew our commitment to share in her mission of conversion and salvation as members of the church. And may she give us the same kind of holiness that she gave to Bernadette, which may not make us happy in this life, but certainly will in the next. Praise be Jesus and Mary.